This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dr. Tiffany Osborne said she wouldn't be on the show again unless this was her intro music. I think she's going to do the yell here
in a second.
Pick.
It's a good pick.
Here she goes. Here it comes. Wait for it. She's going to do it. Hey! That was good. Hello, Doc.
Hey there, how are you? And thank you for having me. By the way, I think you guys hit a milestone from the last time I spoke with you. Happy after 20-year anniversary.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we had a good time, 20 years. How long have you been a doc now?
20 years.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at what we've both accomplished.
Yeah, equal accomplishment.
Yes, I would say we're on par.
We're on par,
yes.
You know.
Probably saved the same amount of lives. Okay,
that's right.
I'm going to start things out with a very unfair question, but you're always great about this, because once again, I'm confused because I watch television, and if I watch MSNBC and CNN, COVID is the worst it's been. We're setting records every day, and it's just getting worse. And if I watch Fox News, we're turning the corner, and it's great, and nothing to worry about here. Which is closer to the truth? I'm sure that the truth is somewhere in the middle, but which is closer?
Well, how about if I just give you the numbers, and then we can let that speak
okay.
for itself. So I'm a numbers person, and I want to know the data, and that's kind of where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
So on a national standpoint, we are getting around 67,000 or so new cases a day, and the U.S. has got about 9 million cases so far, and around 230,000 people who have died, which is about 2.5%. of the total who get sick, who don't make it out of the hospital. Now, for our area, for St. Louis, a lot has changed since the last time we spoke. So when we talked the last time, our 7-day rolling average was around 400 new cases a day. We're between 700 and 750 cases a day. And so for our county, that's 30,000 cases and around 3% deaths, but for Missouri, it's 178,000 cases and around 2,900 people who have unfortunately died.
And Doc, what would your best educated guess be for why we've seen that almost doubling of the numbers here locally?
You know, I think that it's probably a combination of a lot of things. You know, number one, I think that we've gotten a little bit lax. You know, there was a period where everybody was really focused on trying to do what they needed to do to prevent spread. And I think we all got tired of it. I think another thing is it's starting to get colder. So a lot of people are more indoors, which means that that's more likely for spread. We've also started going back to school, whether it's been to college or it's been, you know, in a lot of our high schools and, you know, secondary schools reopened up. I don't know if that's part of this as well, but we are definitely seeing an increase. And I will tell you that the hospitals in St. Louis are running 90% capacity or more. So what that means is, let me just put it to you like this. When I go into my own hospital, It is not unusual right now to have 20 or 30 people in the emergency department waiting to get a hospital bed for anywhere between 6 and 30 hours. So you may need a bed, you may not get it. And that's a combination of all the other patients that we're seeing, but also because we're getting more and more COVID patients.
And I don't want to just scare people here. Obviously, we want to be accurate, but even if we had never heard COVID, it's cold and flu season. And I know, and I've not been sick yet since COVID at all, but the first cough I get, I'm just going to know it's COVID. How can we kind of help people as we go into this season of illness to kind of navigate it?
Well, the first thing is please make sure you get your flu shot. You know, that is very important. Prevent what you can prevent. And then, you know, the second thing is I think a lot of people may have some misconceptions about wearing a mask. You know, like they may think that it only protects the person who's wearing it, which is not true. It actually protects the person who's wearing it and the person who, you know, others, I guess is a way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I'm saying this wrong. People think they wear masks to protect others. You're really protecting yourself as well as others. I guess that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, let's really drill down on that, Doc, because we get calls every day. Yesterday we had an especially salty one from someone who claimed to work at a hospital saying that she worked with COVID patients and that nothing helps at all if it's not an N95. And that she said it's not a big effing deal. She actually said it on the air, which I thought was kind of offensive since people dying is a big effing deal. But we hear so much, especially on this station, about not just I don't want to be made to wear a mask, but masks either one don't work or they actually harm you in some way.
Okay, so those are really great points. So thank you for bringing that up. And I'm hearing that as well. So do masks work? Yes, masks work. Do they all work the same? No, they don't all work the same. So is any mask better than no mask? Yes. Are there masks that are better than others? Yes. So the whole reason that the word N95, the whole reason that that mask has that name is because it filters 95% of the particles, right? So there's a spectrum of masks. So they definitely work. Now, masks work because, one, of the material, and two, because of how you wear them. So if you have an N95 mask, but it's too big and you're wearing it below your nose so that you can breathe better or talk better or whatever, that's not going to be helpful. So it's a good mask and it's a good seal. And it's the two of those together. It doesn't have to be an N95 mask. An N95 mask filters out more particles,
mm-hmm.
but you know, if you've got a good mask with a good seal, it may filter out 50% or 70% of particles. And the other piece of that is it's not just the fact of you wearing a mask, but the other person wearing a mask, because if it filters half of the particles that you're breathing, it's also filtering half of the particles the other person is breathing. So that lowers everything by, you know.
Yeah. Doc, we saw.
I sent you actually a video to help. I sent you a video mm-hmm. that might be helpful for people who are trying to sort that out.
Okay, we'll post that. Question: how much better is it to get sick with COVID today than it was, say, in March or April? How much better are we prepared for it?
I mean, again, the best way to treat it is to never get it. But if you've got it, it's better to have it now than before. But that doesn't mean that it's good to have it now, to make sense.
Yeah.
So we know how to treat it better. We know things that we can do to help support you. But to be honest with you, there's only one treatment that we've found that helps. And that treatment is the dexamethasone that you and I spoke about before.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it comes to reducing mortality, there's only one thing that's really been proven so far to truly reduce mortality, and that's been the dexamethasone. But you can only use it in certain patient populations. You had to have already gotten pretty sick
mm-hmm.
to be able to qualify for it.
Gotcha. So if your life is not threatened, then you're not going to be getting that drug, and you're just going to be treating it as if it were like a common illness.
Right. We would be doing what we call supportive care. If we don't have things that can make the disease itself better, then we try to treat the symptoms as best we can to get you through it.
Makes sense. That's Dr. Tiffany Osborne from Washington University. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So great to talk with you, and thanks for having me.
You bet. Talk to you again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.